What it is it's a complete self-contained ethanol plant about the size of a shipping container. It's all pre-wired, all pre-plumbed. All the software and automation is all part of it. And what the idea is that these can be dropped into any unused facility across rural America and start making ethanol. A small unit will make 750,000 gallons a year, or you can put a bunch of them together and make a 200 million gallon plant. These can all be connected through the internet and monitored in our offices back in Welcome. Some of the advantages of this technology is our feeling is to really make this renewable fuels technology utilized. It needs to be built in a factory, kind of like Henry Ford made the automobile. Another advantage is that it enables the value added to be moved much closer to the producer themselves. Now, most of our customers are large farmers or rural cooperatives that have been kind of standing on the side and watching this renewable fuels thing come and like to be a part of it. And so our philosophy is that these systems will be able to finance almost like trailer houses, that you can just set them in place and get started small, make sure you're doing it right, and then keep adding more of them together. We expect this decentralized approach to making ethanol to be fought by many of the ag conglomerates who prefer a more of a centralized business model than a decentralized business model. And part of the reason they're, by pushing for the centralized model, they would tend to try to create a certain amount of magic, if you will, of making ethanol. It's not that tough. And so what our goal is to take any magic or things involved in the process and embed it in the software and distribute those units. So in addition to the modular technology, we've also been working on the process of making ethanol itself. And what we've done there is we've been playing around, stumbled on some different technologies, if you will. And what we're playing with is, think of it as like beaming energy at the mixtures and stimulating greater molecular activity, which greatly reduces the use of energy in making the ethanol and also reduces the pollution-related emissions. A byproduct, you say, well, how does this fit in? You're a feed company. It improves the feed byproduct. You're not cooking off many of the nutrients. They're not polluting, and they're staying in the feed so it can work with the feed mill. Our initial patent pending on this process and research related to it, it's looking like we can drive the conversion ratio from the industry standard of 2.8 gallons per bushel to 3.2 gallons per bushel, and our costs, we're driving them down to 70 cents per gallon of ethanol produced. That's compared to a current industry standard of about a dollar. On the environmental side, because we need to bring the temperatures up to the level, we're not needing these big steam plants. We don't need to burn natural gas. We don't have to use as much water, which is an issue, and so we're excited about that. Also, by locating these ethanol plants next to our feed mill customers, and again, that's our end goal, to turn every one of those into an ethanol plant, is that corn can be grown, ethanol produced, and feed byproduct consumed without ever leaving the farm. Otherwise, you expend a lot of energy just shipping it all back and forth, drying it, and right before you feed it to the animals, you mix water with it again.